Chris. How are you this morning?
Very good, Tony. Thank you.
Chris, tell me, before we start talking about the local issues, what's your take on what you saw in Madison, Wisconsin?
Well, Tony, today I really want to focus on our Fire Ops 101 class that we're doing for our legislators here locally and throughout the state. This program that we're doing today out at LCC is to show our legislators the dangers, how time-critical fire and EMS is, and we're bringing them out today and running them through some scenarios and having them experience kind of a day in the life of a firefighter. And hopefully, you know, through these education processes, these legislators can understand. They're told, but to be able to come out, actually put the gear on, and go through the scenarios, they can actually see how critical, how dangerous, how labor-intensive fire and EMS services are.
Talk about a couple of the particulars of what these folks are going to experience today.
Well, today we're going to do four scenarios with them. Throughout these scenarios, they'll be wearing full protective gear, that just what we would wear on a day-to-day basis, doing the job. The four scenarios will be a search and rescue scenario, where they'll go into a smoke-filled atmosphere, try and find and locate a downed victim, and drag that victim to safety. There's a hose line advance, where initial engine company gets on scene. They have to stretch line, they have to secure a hydrant, get water supply, drag that line into a fire, and try and extinguish that fire. And then there'll be an extrication, a simulated car accident, motor vehicle accident, and they'll be using the jaws of life, spreaders, and those things to remove the vehicle from the trapped victim. And then there'll be an EMS scenario that will be a cardiac arrest CPR scenario. And each of these scenarios will last about 30 minutes. And then they'll move from one scenario to the next. They'll have trained firefighters with them the whole time. They'll be going through these scenarios, and it just will show how labor intensive, how time critical everything is. In the emergency services, we have to be ready to respond, and any emergency that might arise, from car accidents to fires to EMS.
And Chris, will these individuals have an opportunity to actually partake in this?
They are the participants. They will be doing the whole thing. This isn't a show and tell scenario. This is they get on the gear, they wear the turnout gear, they wear the breathing apparatus, because when we go into a fire, we have to take breathing air with us. They'll be wearing everything that we would wear into a structure fire, or on an EMS call or extrication. They'll be actually doing the task.
Has this been done before?
Yes, it has. The International Association of Firefighters established this 3-4 years ago, and they've been doing it all over the United States and Canada in one form or another. And they found that actually getting them out there and actually having them do it shows them so much more than we can explain it to them. But you cannot explain the feeling of being in a smoke-filled atmosphere that you can't see anything, zero visibility, crawling around, trying to find a victim.
So what do you hope to accomplish? What do you hope that the people who have partaked in this, what do you hope they take out of it?
Well, our goal in the whole thing is that when they leave here today, they'll have a better grasp of the emergency services, understand that emergency services is a time-critical, labor-intensive, it is very dangerous, and it takes people on the scene to mitigate these incidents. Whether it's a structure fire, or car accident, medical emergency, manpower is crucial, and speed is crucial. Emergency services, if they're not fast, it's not an emergency. And none of us in emergency services are going to get any awards for same-day service. Got to be quick, got to be efficient, it's got to be safe. And the quicker we can get there, the faster we can mitigate the incident, the better off everybody will be.
Do you think this knowledge will prove fruitful to those who are in positions to cut funding to the people that you work with?
I believe so. I believe that, like I stated earlier, that you can talk to people and explain our service to people, but you can't, you don't understand it until you actually feel it. You don't see how heavy a fire hose is. You don't, you can't explain that until somebody grabs a hold of that fire hose and drags it and understands that one person can't drag a fire hose. You know, one person can't effectively do these tasks, and it takes people, it takes equipment, and it is very, very labor intensive.
All right, it's Fire Ops 101, and is this? Are you still Do you have any openings for any media members or politicians who may want to become involved?
Yes, we have most all of our legislators, elected officials, all of them have signed up, pre-registered, and are going to be ready for today. But we do have openings for media, and we bring the media around with them, and. Even last year when we did this, we did run a couple of media members through the scenarios, too.
Well, how do folks find out more about this should they want to partake?
Well, today we'll be out at the West Campus LCC. It starts at 9 o'clock this morning, and will last until about 2 o'clock. So if there is any media that wanted to come out and take a look, that's where they would be. And then we plan on running these operations again. We want people to see it. We want our elected officials to come out and participate, and we want to show them a true representation of what we do.
All right, we've got two more questions for Chris Lake, who's vice president of IAFF Local 421. That is the union for Lansing Fire and folks who work under Lansing Fire. I wanted to get your take on there's a $15 million budget deficit here in the city of Lansing. We know that police and fire have worked with the city in other times of need when budget issues arise. Do you have some fears in dealing with this latest budget?
Oh, this budget is definitely a daunting task, and we're going to be working hand-in-hand with the city, with citizens, with everybody, to try and get through this. This is unprecedented budget cuts that are being made, and we will work as hard as we can to allow the citizens, the visitors of this community, to have the same great service they've always had. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. These are unprecedented times. We're going to work as hard as we can.
All right, Kristen, at the top of the show, I asked you, I just wanted to get your take, maybe not from the perspective of your union, but from a personal perspective, when you see how the unions have been rallying and speaking out in Madison, Wisconsin. What's your take on that?
Well, again, it's unprecedented times throughout our nation right now with the budget crisis everywhere. And I think voters are speaking, and people are speaking all across the country, and I really hope we can come to an agreement soon. I think they will. Like I said, it is unprecedented times, and I hope we can all sit down and come to some good agreements.
All right. Chris Lake is the vice president from the International Association of Firefighters, Local 421. Fire Ops 101 is today out at LCC's West Campus starting at 9 o'clock. Chris, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Tony.